理课堂听 class.com。
Bright star, would I was steadfast as thou art, not in lone splendor hung aloft the night, and watching with eternal lids apart like nature's patient sleepless eremite the moving waters at their priest-like task of pure ablution round earth's human shores. Or gazing on the new soft-fallen mask of snow upon the mountains and the moors. No, yet still steadfast, still unchangeable,pillowed upon my fair love's ripening breast, to feel forever its soft fall and swell, awake forever in a sweet unrest, still, still to hear her tender taken breath, and so live ever, or else swoon to death. When we had gone about half this morning, we began to get among the hills and to see the mountains grow up before us.The other half brought us to Winandermere, 14 miles, to dinner. 27th of June. We walked here to Ambleside yesterday along the border of Winandermere, all beautiful with wooded shores and islands. Our road was a winding lane wooded on each side, and green overhead, full of foxgloves. Every now and then a glimpse of the lake, and all the while Kirkstone and other large hills nestled together in a sort of grey-black mist. Ambleside is at the northern extremity of the lake.We arose this morning at 6, because we call it a day of rest, having to call on Wordsworth, who lives only 2 miles hence. Before breakfast, we went to see the Ambleside waterfall. The morning beautiful, the walk easy among the hills. We, I may say fortunately, missed the direct path, and after wandering a little, found it out by the noise. For mark you, it is buried in trees in the bottom of the valley. The stream itself is interesting throughout, with mazy error over pendant shades.Milton meant a smooth river. This is buffeting all the way on a rocky bed ever various. But the waterfall itself, which I came suddenly upon, gave me a pleasant twinge. First we stood a little below the head, about halfway down the first fall, buried deep in trees, and saw it streaming down 2 more descents to the depth of near 50 feet. Then we went on a jut of rock nearly level with the second fall head, where the first fall was above us, and the third below our feet still.At the same time, we saw that the water was divided by a sort of cataract island, on whose other side burst out a glorious stream. Then the thunder and the freshness. At the same time, the different falls have as different characters, the first darting down the slate rock like an arrow, the second spreading out like a fan, the third dashed into a mist, and the one on the other side of the rock a sort of mixture of all these. We afterwards moved away a space and saw nearly the whole more mild.Streaming silverly through the trees. What astonishes me more than anything is the tone, the colouring, the slate, the stone, the moss, the rockweed, or, if I may so say, the intellect, the countenance of such places. The space, the magnitude of mountains and waterfalls are well imagined before one sees them, but this countenance or intellectual tone...must surpass every imagination and defy any remembrance. I shall learn poetry here, and shall henceforth write more than ever. I cannot think with Hazlitt that these scenes make man appear little. I never forgot my stature so completely. I live in the eye, and my imagination surpassed is at rest.I am your affectionate brother, John.